fingers to open the envelope, taking care not to cut the stationery within. To calm myself, I took a swallow of my leftover beer.
You must have been shocked and worried when I disappeared so suddenly without a word.
Kumiko had written in her usual Mont Blanc blue-black ink. The paper was the standard thin letter paper sold everywhere.
I meant to write to you sooner and do a proper job of explaining everything, but time slipped by while I went on brooding over how I could express my feelings precisely and explain my present situation so that you would understand. I feel very bad about this for you. You may have begun to suspect by now that I was seeing a man. I was sexually involved with him for close to 3 months. He was someone I met through work, someone you don't know at all. Nor does it matter very much who he was. I will never see him again. For me, at least, it is over. This may or may not be of some comfort to you. Was I in love with him? There is no way I can answer that question. The question itself seems irrelevant. Was I in love with you? To that I can answer without hesitation. Yes. I was always extremely glad that I had married you, and I still feel that way. So why, you might ask, did I have to have an affair and, to top it off, run away from home? I asked myself the same question over and over again, even while it was happening. Why do I have to do this? There is no way I can explain it. I never had the slightest desire to take a lover or have an affair. Such thoughts were the farthest thing from my mind when I first started seeing him. We met a few times in connection with business, and though we found it easy to talk to each other, the most that happened after that was an occasional remark on the phone that went beyond business. He was much older than I, had a wife and children, and was not particularly attractive to me as a man. It never occurred to me that I might become involved with him. This is not to say that I was entirely free of thoughts about getting even with you. It still rankled with me that you had once spent the night with a certain woman. I believed you when you said that you hadn't done anything with her, but the mere fact that you hadn't done anything with her didn't make it right. It was just how I felt. But still, I didn't have an affair in order to get even with you. I remember I once said I would, but that was only a threat. I slept with him because I wanted to sleep with him, because I couldn't bear not to sleep with him, because I couldn't suppress my own sexual desire. We had not seen each other for some time when we had to meet on a business matter. We followed this with dinner and then went somewhere for a quick drink. Since I can't drink, of course, all I had to be sociable was a glass of orange juice without a drop of alcohol in it. So alcohol had nothing to do with what happened. We were just talking and eating in the most ordinary way, but then one moment, by accident, we touched. And all I could think of was that I wanted to be in his arms. The instant we touched, I knew that he wanted my body, and he seemed to sense that I wanted his. It was a totally irrational, overwhelming charge of electricity that passed between us. I felt as if the sky had fallen on me. My cheeks were burning, my heart was pounding, and I had a heavy, melting feeling below the waist. I could hardly sit straight on the bar stool, it was so intense. At first I didn't realize what was happening inside me, but soon I realized it was lust. I had such a violent desire for him that I could hardly breathe. Without either of us being the first to suggest it, we walked to a nearby hotel and had wild sex. Spelling it out as graphically as this is probably going to hurt you, but I believe that in the long run, an honest, detailed account will be the best thing. It may be hard, but I want you to bear the pain and read on. What I did with him had virtually nothing to do with love. All I wanted was to be held by him and have him inside me. Never in my life had I experienced such a suffocating need for a man's body. I'd read about unbearable desire in books, but until that day, I could never really imagine what such a phrase meant. Why this need arose in me so suddenly, why it happened not with you but with someone else, I have no idea. But the desire I felt then was impossible to suppress, nor did I even try. Please understand, not for a moment did it occur to me that I was betraying you in any way. The sex I had in that hotel bed with him was something close to madness. To be quite honest, I had never in my life felt anything so good. No, it wasn't that simple. It didn't just feel good. My flesh was rolling in hot mud.